free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today is the anniversary of Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. March 23rd, 1775. I'm going to play an excerpt from that, a great reading by somebody who was with the Colonial Williamsburg. I'm not going to play the entire speech, but you'll get the gist of it. We're not going to get into the details of specifically what the British king was doing to them at the time. But I think you'll get the parallels as to what's going on with this. So today we're going to take a look at the reactions of the Democrats. And quite frankly, folks, most of the actions that are being taken, and I have to say, it's not only Democrats. We've got a lot of Republican governors who are also overreacting to what the situation is. And regardless of what the risk is with this virus here, this flu. And it is a flu. A coronavirus, you know, everybody, oh, don't just call it the flu. It's the flu. It's the flu. Like we had bird flu, like we had swine flu, like we had SARS and MERS. It's the flu. And it was going to be the end of the world with all of those. And, but it is quite frankly the end of the world now because they're making it that way. Globally. This has become a, and we're going to go down the wish list of everything that the globalists, that the statists, that the Democrats, that the environmentalists, like I said, you know, take your pick. You can call it Marxism, socialism, progressivism, environmentalism. It's all authoritarianism, and it's actually totalitarianism because it's every aspect of our life. And they're using this. They've got it. They've had a shopping list. They've had a date certain, 2030. They have to destroy the society before they can rebuild their statist utopia, which everybody else other than politicians will see as a dystopia. And they're right on schedule, folks. Nothing is being done about this. Better wake up to this agenda. Better wake up to this schedule. So we're going to take a look at what the real risks are. We're going to take a look at how this is actually making everything far more dangerous, even from a health standpoint. Forget about the liberty issues. Forget about the economy. Forget about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is not going to work out too well for us with health either, because if you shut down the economy, you shut down the only people that produce anything. The government does not produce anything except crises to empower themselves. And what they're doing is they're shutting down all the means of production that need to respond to this. The free market and individuals are perfectly capable of responding in a sensible way to what's going on. All we need is reliable information, and you're not getting that from the mainstream media, and you're not getting that from the government. And yet again, we see that the same bureaucrats who are in charge and have been in charge through all of these declared pandemics are the ones who are coming after President Trump's, well, you know, we can't have this particular drug here that was used for malaria. We're going to have to check this out. This is not approved yet. I have to approve that. Everything is forbidden unless I expressly approve that. Do you understand what this is about? Do you understand this is about their control over your life? This is not about preserving your life. This is about these preening bureaucrats. Fauci is another Venman. He's another Peter Strzok. He has been there forever, since 1985. In charge of this part of it. Actually, he's been at the National Institutes of Health since he graduated from school. He's a lifetime bureaucrat. And he's been in charge of this thing from the very beginning. Now he's out there saying, well, you know, we can't just do this. I have to prove that it's safe and effective before we can put this out. Just get out of the way. Just get out of the way. You preening bureaucrat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I made 4 police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus, but they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it? It's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's March 23rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the coming martial law, the wish list of the globalists, and the fact that we've got Congress assuring the nation that they're working tirelessly to figure out how to take advantage of the crisis. That's the headline from Babylon Bee. That pretty much sums it up. But I want to start out by the absurd rules that are being mandated about social distancing. I've talked about the statistics behind this, and I'm going to talk about that again today, and how this is all out of proportion to what we have seen anywhere, including China, including Italy. We have never reacted this way to ordinary risks. I mean, when you look at the number of people who die in New York and see the headlines on Drudge Report, look at this, we got a person, you know, more than a person a day dying in New York. Well, we have typically, on average, about 146 to 150 people dying a day in New York. Why are we shutting down the world because of this? It makes absolutely no sense. When we look at the number of people who die typically from the flu, who we've just seen in the latest figures for this very winter, the regular flu. Oh, don't be concerned about the regular flu. Really? You know, I don't take the flu vaccine because I know that they don't know which strain of flu they're going to be vaccinating for, number one. Number two, all it does is irritate and attack your immune system, sometimes creating long-term illnesses, systemic illnesses. But it doesn't really help you in terms of the flu. And that's long been established. Nevertheless, by the CDC's own figures, the people who are pushing the panic button repeatedly on news media, right? Because now they can, you know, you've got this guy Fauci, who has been in this position since 1985 as head of the infectious diseases part of the National Institute of Health. He's never been on TV this much before, not even during the Ebola outbreak, which he presided over. He and Francis Collins presiding over the Ebola outbreak. Don't panic. It's not anything to worry about. We've got Obama in control. But now Trump's in control. You better panic. And we got to shut everything down worldwide. Yeah, he put that on a little bit too loose. He should have connected that thing as he's putting it around his neck to a high tree. But no, he is a globalist, a deep stater who has been there forever. Never put forward anything like this before. And their own figures at the CDC, those other guardians of the public health and purveyors of vaccines, their own figures for this year's flu show about a 10% fatality rate for those that they've tested. 22,000 people die, about 225,000 people that they actually tested. But then they deflate the number by a factor of 100 by throwing in estimated cases. They make the denominator a lot bigger. And then when they go into the COVID-19, they look at actual test cases, actual deaths, and they come up with 1%, 1.5%. And they say, well, we're going to compare that not to the 10% that we calculated for the regular flu, but we're going to compare it to our estimated number of flu cases, which we've now deflated by 100. So now look at this. I mean, you know, 0.1% based on our estimations, but the actual, they compare the estimated to the actual. I need to get a chart up here so we can actually show you the numbers. I know when I read off numbers like this, it's hard for people to get it. But you better understand this. This is tyranny by the numbers. They don't have any basis for this. And then when they come out and it's like, well, we got to stop more than 100 people. First it was, more than 500. Remember, we're going to say that we got to shut down Broadway theaters in New York because we can't have more than 500 people in a building. Then it became 100. Then very quickly, 50. Right? Then 10. And when all that was happening, I talked about that. I said, so I know homeschooling families. I said, they're going to be too many of them. And they'll probably send CPS by to come by and take somebody out because that's child abuse if you have too many kids together in one place, right? And so here's a Babylon Bee. Duggar family found in violation of ban on large gatherings. I tell you what, satire is not too far away from reality. And we have Jonathan Turley talking about how the COVID-19 situation demonstrates the potential for harm to society caused by politicians. What we have here, folks, is a virus of globalism. We have a virus of tyranny. We have a virus of political posturing, preening, and power seeking. That's what we have a virus of. And it is far more fatal than any flu epidemic. I've told you many times, the 1918 flu epidemic that these people always go back to killed far less people than just one communist move by Mao Zedong. The great leap forward off the cliff. The cultural revolution. And that's what we are engaged in now. That's the model right now. Far worse, far, far worse, orders of magnitude worse than the 1918 flu. Government. As Jonathan Turley points out, today's events should be by now a self-evident reminder of the great importance of putting the right people into office and the folly of settling for very fallible politicians. He said, objectively, let us look at what's been mandated or granted by executive branch declarations or emergencies. Churches, mosques, temples ordered closed, curfews ordered during nighttime, prohibitions on more than 10 citizens assembling, political assemblies shuttered, certain healthcare facilities ordered closed, travel restrictions, education denied, schools closed, a governor given carte blanche by legislature to nearly limitless spending, persons denied property rights to pursue chosen businesses or trades with mandatory closures. Forced confinement in your homes or other facilities. Open-ended timetables for enforcement of restrictions. Threat of arrest for violating executive orders. Now, this has all happened already. Think about how quickly this has been put on us in just a week. And now we've got the reprehensible Department of so-called Justice. This crook bureaucracy that has come after individuals, has come after even the president himself. And now they are saying that they want to have indefinite detention without trial. Oh, wasn't that convenient? You know, Obama said, don't worry, I'm not going to use it. That's right. It'll be done on my predecessor, right? When that was stuck in the NDAA. Indefinite detention without trial. Okay. Turley goes on to say, to me, it almost seems as if there's a competition, or at least a mantra, for politicians and bureaucrats, he calls them officials, they're bureaucrats, to impose the hardest or the most novel restrictions on the public. And I think that's exactly what's going on here. It is, and he gives examples of it. It is a competition. As soon as one individual says 500, somebody else will say 100. Do I hear 50? Do I hear 10? Do I hear 2? Do I hear 0? Right? Going to solitary confinement because I said so. Who the hell are you to give orders like that? And again, it is, there's this emperor, this empire has no clothes. I've given you the statistics. Nobody wants to hear it because they're so freaked out about fake videos that they've seen. The subway video that was put on The Sun Somebody took a video of somebody passing out on the New York subway. He wheezed. He threw his arms up and he passed out. Man, COVID-19 is real. That's it. We're buying it, man. It's all over. Game over. Game over. Right? And they goes, well, I don't know if he had COVID-19, but you know, COVID-19 is real. You think this is the first time somebody has passed out on the New York subway? And oh, by the way, why are people still on the subway? We should be in individual cars, right? But they don't want you in individual cars. At the very least, if this is some kind of a pandemic. None of this makes sense. You better call BS on this stuff, and you better tell them you're not going to let them destroy your life and take your life, liberty, and property. No way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. But they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country, the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you, and now they're about to show you. The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
come back, we see over the weekend, we had Rand Paul has now tested positive for the coronavirus. Well, the first U.S. senator to contract it. You'll find the story on Infowars.com. Lou Dobbs is being mocked by Yahoo. Lou Dobbs said the media hyped the coronavirus. Now he's in quarantine. Oh, well, see, there you go. He was wrong. Well, no, he's not. The media is hyping the virus. We are doing things. We're doing it wrong. We're making this far more dangerous by the shutdowns that we're doing. And it's creating a whole new level of problems. I've always said, you know, the words to live by. When there's a problem and the government makes a mistake, it will create two or three bigger problems rather than admit that mistake. And that is exactly what's going on now. But it's far deeper than that. This is a long-term plan, folks. This is a globalist wish list. Universal basic income, 5G, biometric identification, mandated vaccines, travel restrictions, gun control, speech restrictions. It's war on the American people. And just like every war these SOBs have done, they never declare it formally. We're going to have martial law, but there won't be a declaration of martial law. We're going to have a war, but there won't be any definition of the endpoint, because there isn't going to be an endpoint. It's just like all of our foreign wars. And, you know, we talk about Lou Dobbs, and he says, well, you know, hey, the media is hyping all this. I think this is one of the best examples I've seen of the hype. The Sun, out of the UK, they picked up what they said. A harrowing video shows a man who collapsed on the subway in New York City. Look, if you've ever been in New York City on the subway system, you see people collapsing. You see them in catatonic states. You see them vomiting inside. This is one of the reasons why I hate public transportation. But, of course, that hasn't been shut down. We just have to shut down your cars, your private cars, right? And so this is what was actually put out in the video, seriously put out in the video, being hyped as an example of somebody who has COVID-19 and how serious this is. Because the next thing you see is killer virus, chaos spread. Total deaths, 205. The writer suddenly gasped real loud and threw his arms out, according to Richard Prado. I immediately got off the next stop and began filming, he tweeted out. I'm not sure about the man's condition or, here's key, or if it was coronavirus or not. But in reality, we can't afford to take chances anymore. Can't afford to take chances anymore. The dude just gasped for air before dropping on the floor. COVID-19 is real, y'all. Well, this video isn't. You have no idea what's the matter with this guy. We have things like this happening everywhere. This is what I mean. There is the false narrative that's being superimposed on this. Look, this is a flu. It appears to be a very bad flu. But you know how to deal with this. And there's things that you can do. And if they want to be honest with us, they can tell us what the risks are. And we can take action ourselves. But what they're doing now only exacerbates this. It's not a choice of saying, well, this is totally fake. Or, you know, it's the end of the world. You don't even have to, it doesn't even matter for what they're doing. It doesn't even matter if it's a bioweapon. If they created a bioweapon, if this is something that escaped from the lab or was released from the lab, what they're doing now makes all of that far worse. The social engineering that is going on makes it far worse. And when you look at the way this is being used, when you look at the way that they have handled all the past pandemics, the same people, I'm telling you that I don't believe this. I really don't believe this because of the way that this is being used. Because of the way they are exaggerating and misrepresenting the threat. And so, going back to Jonathan Turley, goes on that long list, all the things being closed, all the freedoms being taken, and pointing out that it is a competition between these politicians as to who can be the most draconian, who can be more like the Chinese dictator. Xi, or Mao, even, right? He says, here's an example. Seattle mandated a no-eviction policy. A few days later, Washington Governor Jay Inslee imposed the same mandate statewide. I don't see how a tenant that fails to pay rent or causes a nuisance to the property somehow affects the propagation of viruses. But one can always piggyback atop a crisis and bypass the legislature when fear is abounding. Or, he said, for example, the Oregon governor imposed a restriction of 150 people occupying the same event. Then Washington's governor quickly follows suit, or was it the other way around? It can be difficult to know how many people can get together. Can we just settle on 57? So you have a governor that then doubles down on it, goes down to 50, then somebody else comes down and goes to 10. Do I hear two? Maybe even conjoined twins must be separated, he points out. And then he talks about Governor Inslee again. He says, Washington's Department of Transportation data shows that some roads with 20 to 40% traffic declines or less. And Inslee stressed that is not enough. It's clear that we have a continuation of too many social interactions in our state. Charlie says somehow Governor Inslee could derive from DOT data exactly the purpose and the intent of every vehicle occupant on the road, and whatever that might be, it apparently is unacceptable to him. You know, I heard over the weekend, everybody is just so excited now about Governor Cuomo. You see the news reports. Well, you know, Governor Cuomo is holding these, holding forth and speaking on a daily basis, basking in the sunlight of the attention that he's getting here. Just like Fauci. And they're saying, well, you know, maybe the Democrats have found their candidate. Maybe it's not Biden at all. Maybe it's Cuomo because, you know, we had, his father that the Democrats just revered. He was so poetic. He's such a leader. Except making a speech is one thing. And what you do for political purposes is quite another. I heard Cuomo, the excerpt I heard. He said, I was out there. I saw these people out in Central Park going about their business. You would think that there was nothing at all going on. Yeah, they're getting vitamin D naturally, Governor. And he hates that. I told the mayor he better do something about this, right? Well, you know what? We better do something about the people like Cuomo and de Blasio and these other authoritarian Marxists, these totalitarian Marxists. But Jonathan Turley says, well, maybe, you know, Governor Inslee, who has been able to figure all of this stuff out from the Department of Transportation data, and he knows that these people should not be on the road. They don't have a good reason to be on the road. He said, maybe he's taking lessons from President Erdogan of Turkey. No, I think he's taking it from the Chinese communist dictators. And he said this, I believe it is incumbent upon citizens of any nation to engage themselves in a thought experiment where they place themselves in a lifetime in which they are living under today's restrictions, which will likely become more stringent before they're fully liberated. That is exactly what can happen if we allow incompetence and malfeasance in public office, if we settle for bad politicians, if we suffer the benefits of bad decisions. Folks, you better imagine what it's going to be like to have these restrictions put on you for the rest of your life. Because you've seen this happen with TSA. And let me tell you something. Liberty, once taken, is never given back. If we give this up, at some point, we're going to have to take it back by force or remain slaves. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high quality water filtration, and they need high quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now, we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, lawyers like Jonathan Turley, like Robert Barnes, are very concerned about what they see happening, and you should be too. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand what liberty is about. We have some New Hampshire residents have sued because of a gathering ban. They said, we can choose to assemble if that is our desire. Three people who plan to attend political and religious events in the next few weeks are challenging New Hampshire's statewide emergency ban on gatherings of 50 people or more to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The day after the Republican governor, Chris Sununu, and again, this is Sununu. His father was a former governor of New Hampshire. He was tapped by Bush. Anyway, Governor Sununu, New Hampshire, issued the order prohibiting large scheduled gatherings for social, spiritual, or even recreational activities. They said, we can choose to assemble if that's our desire. What cannot occur is one man in a position of power deciding to strip us of our rights in the name of safety and without due process. Good for them. You know, there's a good number of people in New Hampshire, libertarians, the Free State Project. They do push back against unconstitutional government, which is frequently enacted by Republicans in New Hampshire. They said, we're confident the court will agree. Well, I'm not. And I'm not a fan of begging judges and lawyers for my freedom. That has not worked out for us very well. But they're absolutely right. This is one individual
saying, no, you can't do that. And what we have, and I want to talk about what happened yesterday on Sunday in my area as we looked around. It seems like we no longer really care about God. We don't think that church services are essential. We have a new God, Godverment, that has declared that churches are non-essential. That's always the case with totalitarians like Mao and the ones that we have now in the United States, Republican and Democrat. One exception so far has pretty much been Governor Abbott. I didn't hear anything yesterday when I listened to his address. I was driving from Houston to Austin, and I heard a good bit of his address. And I didn't think that, to me, what I heard Governor Abbott say was, first of all, I didn't hear him enact what everybody is demanding. That is a statewide lockdown like the Democrats in California, New York, and Illinois have done. And he's been slow to do that, and good for him. I really do appreciate him not doing that. As he pointed out, he said, we got, I forget what the number is, 254 or something like that, different counties. And he said, in 200 of them, there's no cases of this. I'm not going to do that. What he did do, however, is he removed government restrictions on health care issues. Oh, we're going to let people who were, you know, they've let their license expire, they've retired as nurses or doctors, they can come back in. We're not going to make them go through and get the permission of a bureaucrat like Fauci to practice again. So if you want to, if you're retired, you want to come back in and practice because we're going to need some more nurses. We're going to allow people who are in the final stages of their medical training, nurses and doctors, we're going to let them begin to help. We're going to bring in a guy from Dell Computer that does procurement, and we're going to get him to help us to get supplies in. He said we have a shortage of tests. We have a shortage of other things that you might want to have with this. He said it's not because we don't want to buy them. It's because they're not available to buy. And here's the thing, folks. If you shut down the private market, which produces this stuff, there's going to be even less of it. Even a socialist authoritarian like Hitler understood that he needed to leave the people who knew how to make things work in charge of production instead of nationalizing everything like Stalin did. They both called themselves socialists. They both wanted to control and own everything eventually. Hitler said, well, your problem is that you took over everything all at once, and so you crashed your economy. I'm going to leave these guys who know how to work things in there, and then I'll slit their throat after I get everything that I want. Now, Governor Abbott had a question answer from a reporter from the Reporter Telegram out of Midland. And I want to read this to you. This is the question. Do the governor's executive orders apply to churches and houses of worship? Because he was saying, you know, we need to shut down schools or whatever, public schools and private schools and so forth. He said, and this is his reply. He said, churches and houses of worship are not social gatherings. Places of worship are especially important in times of great community and personal need. We rely on all local and community leaders to prioritize the health of those they serve to protect public health. So this is saying, we're not going to tell you what to do, but we would like for you pastors to shut it down, to be responsible. That's what he's putting it out there. It's like, okay, fine. People can make that decision. He said, churches are capable of engaging in social distancing and the recommended hygiene and sanitizing standards. So again, he leaves it there. He's like, well, if you want to meet, you can keep people distant from each other and engage in the necessary hygiene standards. We think that it is especially important at a time of crisis for people to have churches open. This is Governor Abbott. The only thing I would criticize him for is the final point out of four. As long as federal and CDC guidelines are followed, individual churches, congregations, and houses of worship may determine their operating hours and service offerings. So that's the thing I disagree with. And he put that pretty much on every one of these statements. You know, do the governor's orders apply to this? Do they apply to that and so forth? Well, you know, this is what we think about it. And then the final disclaimer is, as long as you don't disobey the federal government and the CDC, I disagree with Governor Abbott. We do not have a hierarchical system here. We have a separation of powers within the federal government and between the federal government and the states, and between the federal government and the states and the people. And the churches do not need your permission, Governor Abbott, to meet. The churches do not need the permission of the CDC to meet. That is the real issue. And so I tweeted out yesterday before I went out looking for a church that was open. I said this morning I'll be searching for a church. One that fears God, and by that kind of fear I mean reverence and respect, that fears God and not government. A church that fears, meaning trembles before God, not trembling before germs. And I'm sorry to report I didn't find one where I live. No churches open in my area, but you know what my wife and I did find? We found the grocery stores are absolutely packed. People were not afraid to go get their bread, but they were too afraid to go worship God and bow before God. This, folks, is the elephant in the room. This is the fundamental problem with this country. Right there. Right there. You can get gas. You can go to big box retailers. You could get your car parts. You had restaurants were all open doing takeout because they won't let anybody go into the dining areas. But there were no churches that were trusting God to meet. There were no churches that were had a bigger God than government. Not in my area. Small God, big government, that's the grand illusion. Because the government tells you the government is essential. Churches and God are not essential. That's what's being told to us right now. And they will decide which government, which businesses are going to be remaining in business. They will decide which liberties you're going to keep because you don't have any rights anymore. You only have government-granted privileges. And if the states, states won't stand up, if the churches won't stand up, we really do have a problem. We had church leaders who understood how dangerous it was to meet when the government was threatening them with prison and death. And they did it anyway because they feared God. Now we fear government and we're afraid for our lives. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The noose is tightening incrementally. America is being put into hardcore martial law. The globalists have already economically closed the noose around our neck. And they're now saying it's not going to be 2 weeks or a month or 3 months, but 18 months, bringing us into the greatest depression the planet's ever seen. China says everything's fine now and they're back to business. They launched their hysteria. They triggered the insanity. America took the bait, and now we're going down. Unless humanity awakens and understands the virus is man-made and understands that these restrictions overall are not being used to protect us from the virus, but are being used to set the precedent for a giant controlled system and permanent martial law that will be used to overthrow Trump and bring in pure globalist tyranny. This is the battle for the Republic happening now. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack. And President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at Infowars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. but they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country, the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you, and now they're about to show you. It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when I'm talking about churches closing voluntarily, I understand a lot of people think this is going to be a very short-term thing. They're not paying attention to the projections that are coming out from Mnuchin, from governors and so forth. They're talking about weeks, months, some of them years. I don't think they'll go years. I think there'll be a revolution before that. I think this is a boiling frogs process. This is psychological training for us. They'll take a couple of steps forward and then a step back. They just want to, this is conditioning us. They want to have everything in place. They want to melt down the economy, rebuild it with their dystopian society by 2030. So they've got a decade to completely push this through. But like I tweeted out yesterday, let me be clear. I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not trying to judge anybody for whether they go to church or shut the church down. Let everybody decide for themselves. And a lot of these people may believe that this is just a temporary situation. But I got to ask, as Christians, why do we think that it's not as important as grocery shopping? Why are we hungrier for those things than we are for the bread of life or for fellowship with other people, to meet other people? This is the fundamental sickness of our society. And when we go back and we look at the people who founded this country, these are people like William Penn, the Quaker, who, in violation of the government's orders, they said, no, we're going to shutter the church building. You know, kind of like today. So they met on the steps. Then they arrested him for holding the meeting on the steps. As I pointed out many times, what came out of that, the jury said, well, we know that he violated the law, no question about it, but we're not going to convict him because we don't agree with that law. And so the judge was outraged. It was jury nullification. And he threw the foreman and the co-foreman into jail. And they were there for a while. And then their lawyers came back and said, show us what body of law they violated by doing jury nullification. So it established jury nullification first, habeas corpus second. And now we have thrown those things away, haven't we? And we're ready to lock people up for going to church again, aren't we? It's gone full circle, hasn't it? We had people like the writer of Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan, went to jail for a very long time because he was a Baptist in a place where they had the Church of England and so forth. We had people executed. We had Protestant governments executing Catholics and Catholic governments executing Protestants and so forth. But people had the strength of their convictions. You know, if you've got a government standing there with a gun pointing it at you, shouting in a bullhorn, saying they're going to kill you, or if you've got soldiers that are arresting you, that is a very real risk. That is far more real than an invisible virus that's killed 100 people out of a population of 330 million. And yet you cower in fear of those reports, of those germs. The question is, how long is America going to put up with this? American Thinker has an article, how long will Americans tolerate this corona madness? A usually level-headed Christian conservative lashed out on Facebook, scolding everyone that they thought was not taking the coronavirus seriously enough. And he said, well, I heard the governor in his state on the car radio. He said it sounded like a 1950s horror film. He said, put this in perspective. And he talks about some of the statistics that I've been talking about. He says CDC data confirms that the martial law mandates that are steamrolling across America are disproportionate to the threat of the virus. Yet there is practically zero pushback against these governors who are instantaneously overruling our constitutional freedoms. How long can fake news media and Democrats and bureaucrats successfully keep Americans at a fever pitch level of irrational panic and fear? How long will U.S. businesses allow media to bully them into losing billions of dollars simply because they hate Trump? How long will it take Americans to say, screw this nonsense? I'm going to go get a burger and a beer. I believe there will be a tipping point when Americans say enough is enough and I'm going to resume my life. He says, my baby boomer generation is still the largest demographic and we know our constitutional rights and we will fight for them. I hope we will. You know, another generation did know what their rights were, and they were willing to fight for it. It was 245 years ago to this day, March the 23rd, 1775, that Patrick Henry gave his speech, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. He did it, by the way, in a church, Richmond, Virginia, St. John's Church. I want to play a little bit of an excerpt for this. It's not the entire speech. That goes almost 9 minutes. But here's a little bit of Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. See if you can see the parallels to today. Video clip number two.
Should I keep back my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty of treason towards my country and of an act of disloyalty to the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. Mr. President, it is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be among the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my own part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future, but by the past. And judging by the past, I should wish to know, what has there been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years? To justify these hopes of peace and reconciliation with which the gentlemen are pleased to solace themselves and the members of this House. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports to these warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land.
Pause that a second. He's talking about the British government and trying to say, what have they done for the last 10 years? That would tell us that they really are here for our own good. And I would ask the same question. What for the last 35 years has Fauci, the CDC, or the NIH, what have they done to show that they care about our health? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Let's continue on with this.
Necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, Sir, what means this martial array if its purpose be not to force us to submission? Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive to it? They tell us, sir, we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary.
Yeah, let's hold it right there.
When shall we be...
Yeah, we're weak. We can't manage the coronavirus or any other illness or any other thing that befalls us without the help of government. And, of course, it has to be government at the highest level. Trump has got to do something about it. You know, it's not even the bureaucrats who've been there for decades. Trump must do something about it. They tell us that we're weak, and perhaps we are. Perhaps we have a weak mind if we're going to let them do this to us. Folks, make sure that you're making preparations. We're going to finish up this when we come back because we don't have enough time to finish this up. I want to stay tuned for the punchline here. It's good stuff. But folks, make sure that you are prepared. Make sure you're not weak. Make sure you don't rely on the government to protect you because they are not going to protect you. They have done nothing to protect your health. They've done everything to remove your informed consent and your liberty. So while you still have the opportunity, because they are shutting down the economy and they're shutting down our choices, make sure that you stock up on products that are going to help to strengthen your body and that of your family. Make sure that you've got a good source of clean water and supplements. We have discounted, not scalped, the prices at our website. We have at InfoWarsStore.com, discounts of 20 to 50% off to help you. Our average discount is 40% off. We have things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get all your vitamins and minerals in one a drink that you can make it taste any way you want. You don't have to take a lot of pills. We also have Ultra 12, our Vitamin B12 formula. Both of those are 40% off. You can get a combo for 50% off. We have Bodies to help your immune system, to help inflammation, to fight inflammation. That is turmeric and other natural ingredients. That is also discounted. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because, folks, that's what fuels us as well as your body. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc antiviral.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, the government shuts us down, locks us in our homes, tells us that we cannot handle this without their help. We have less than, well, maybe it's about 200 people now out of a population of 330 million people that have died from this. How many people have died from how many other causes? And is this even a pathogen, or is it making existing conditions exacerbated? Nevertheless, they take everything from us, tell us that we are now helpless, and now they can't even agree on what kind of a handout they're going to give us. Is this what we're going to do? Are we going to beg them on our knees? Are we going to let them take everything from us and then beg them for a little handout? I want to finish up with Patrick Henry. 245 years ago, this is what America was about once upon a time. The speech, again, was delivered in a church that had not been closed. We'll be, let's go ahead and play the rest of this, video clip number two.
But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until
watching
our enemy
Netflix
shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of that means which a gracious God hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people, armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir, let it come. It is in vain to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. But there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Let me tell you something. The slaves, the chains of slavery that have been forged already for us are far greater than anything that Patrick Henry or Thomas Jefferson could have ever imagined. It's far more than people can imagine, the general population can imagine has already happened today. We look at what they're preparing. These are the chains that they're preparing for you folks. And this is what's being rolled out in this manufactured crisis. Biometric ID, transportation control, tracking of all movement, severely limiting all movement, replacing all human action, interaction one-on-one with online distancing, 5G. Regardless of privacy and health, people are going to be begging for that because it's the only way they're going to work. Removing your job. Getting rid of all small and medium-sized businesses, forcing poverty so that you are taking a handout with universal basic income, mandatory vaccines without consent, gun confiscation. Every bit of this right now is being put out.
I made 4 police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus. But they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it? It's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're going to go down the globalist wish list. I didn't have time to get to a fraction of it. And we can already see that it's being rolled out very rapidly, using this crisis to push their agenda. Before we get into that, there's an article by Edward Curtin. The coronavirus is not the plague. The plague is the United States. And here's what he means by this. He points out there was a novel, 1947 novel by French-Algerian writer Albert Camus, I think is the way he pronounced his name. I'm not familiar with this writer. I'm not familiar with this novel. But the novel was called The Plague. And he says, the outward story of the plague revolves around a malignant disease that breaks out in a town that's quarantined when the authorities issue a state of emergency. After first denying that they have the problem, the people gradually panic and they feel painfully isolated. Oh, sounds familiar, doesn't it? Death fear runs rampant, much like today with the coronavirus. The authorities declare martial law. As they warn, the situation is dire. This is 1947, he wrote this. People must be careful of associating, especially in groups, and they better obey orders or very many people will die. So the town is cordoned off. Now, before all this happens, and the first signs that something is wrong, the citizens of the town of Oran, Algeria, remain oblivious. He says they work hard, but solely with the object of getting rich. They're bored by their habits. They heavily drug themselves with drink. They watch many movies to distract themselves. They fail to grasp the significance of the, quote, squelchy roundness of a still warm body of the plague-bearing rats that emerge from their underworld to die in the streets. It was as if, this is from the novel, it was as if the earth on which our houses stood were being purged of their secret humors, thrusting up to the surface the abscesses and the pus clots that had been forming in its entrails. To them, the plague was unthinkable, an abstraction, until all their denials are swept aside and the truth emerges from the sewers and the neighborhoods and the families begin to die from the disease. But I thought, how he described it, that they work hard, but the only thing that they're working for is to get rich. They distract themselves with film. And they don't really have much of an existence. They don't have much of a purpose. That's like I said, you know, when we look at Patrick Henry, he says, we know that we can prevail in this fight. And they were talking about taking on the most powerful government on earth, the most powerful government that anybody had ever seen. There's another parallel to today. He said, there is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will rise up friends to fight our battles for us. Except we don't think that God is essential. We think the government is essential. We fear godverment today in America, and so we are far worse than people have been throughout history. Says, ask yourself, Edward Curtin, ask yourself, where is the news about U.S. military operations in Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq, Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America, Asia, etc.? Well, there is none in the corporate mainstream media. There's very little of it in the alternative media as well. Have those operations ceased? No. I have to say, I haven't been covering that because, quite frankly, the war has come home. We have sanctions, first of all, enacted against Americans, taking our jobs, destroying our infrastructure, destroying our businesses. Sanctions enacted by our own government against us. An act of war, a prelude to war. And we will talk about the many B-rolls that have been surfacing of a mass movement of troops within the U.S., about lawyers who are very concerned about what they see coming, and, of course, about the Department of Justice demanding that they be able to detain people indefinitely without any due process or trials. Yeah, we live in a plague time, but to most Americans, writes Edward Curtin, COVID-19 is the plague because the government and the media have said it is. And like the inhabitants of that novel, the U.S. is peopled with sleepwalkers, with pseudo-innocents who are chiefly aware of what ruffled the normal tenor of their lives or affected their interests. That their own government, no matter what political party is in power, both of them working deep state, elite interests led by organized criminals of the CIA, that their own government is the disseminator of a worldwide plague of virulent violence must be denied, must be divorced from consensus reality. So we don't pay any attention to the foreign wars. And if we allow our government to commit wholesale murder abroad, if we allow our government to allow the wholesale murder of children in this country, using them for spare parts, if we allow our government, as many Democrats have been doing, to push forward euthanasia, to kill the elderly, where is it all going to stop? Right? We don't value liberty. We don't value life in this country anymore. When you look at the number of people that are deliberately being killed on a daily basis from abortion, it pales. It pales in comparison to the panic about COVID-19. How do we get some kind of balance in all of this? It absolutely makes no sense that these same forces would then use the fear of disease to cow the population. Should be no surprise to anybody who realizes the truth about September 11th, 2001, or about the anthrax attacks that followed it. If you understand what these people have been talking about doing, what we've been telling you for decades, what they've been talking about, this, none of this should come as a surprise. How does a country go bankrupt? Gradually, then suddenly. How do you go into martial law? Gradually, then suddenly. And so as we look at the process that we're involved in right now, understand that Justice Strauss and Howe have talked about, and I've mentioned it many times, the fourth turning. There is a cycle to history, a generational cycle to history. They see a cycle of about 80 years, four generations, each of them about 20 years apart, based on war and economic disruption. One generation will fight it, another will grow up in its aftermath, and these different generations will have different attitudes towards life, towards society. Typically what happens in each of these cycles, what has happened in most of them, is a government comes out stronger and more authoritarian, until you have an eventual collapse in a longer cycle, as one listener sent me another view of cyclical history. This one from a Christian Scottish historian, Alexander Tytler. I think is the way you pronounce his name. He looks at it as a longer cycle, a cycle of bondage. Then that's followed by spiritual faith, by courage, by liberty, by abundance. Selfishness then comes on, then complacency, then apathy, then dependence, and then it starts over again with bondage. That is a spiritual view of what Strauss and Howe see. And this fourth cycle, this fourth turning that we're in right now, we are at the latter part of this, and we're at a remaking of society. We are have already begun a fourth turning. They had said back in the early 1990s, they said, well, you know, based on our our cycle that we've observed, we would imagine that there's going to be some kind of a global event that's going to happen around 2007 or 2008. Done. Check. And then that's going to begin a fourth turning. All the fourth turnings in the past have been accompanied by major economic disruption, like the Great Depression, World War II. That was a previous one. Prior to that, we had the American Civil War. Prior to that, we had the American Revolution. But now everything is synchronized on a global basis after World War II. They believe this fourth turning, which we're now in the middle of, and you can see the evidence of this, that it will be completed by about 2029 or 2030. Bingo. Right on schedule for the UN's 2030 agenda for smart cities, locking you in an open-air gulag. We'll have more on that when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopian novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Yeah.
you know the FDA won't even let you have the old drugs? For a new virus. No. They've got a different agenda. That's really what's going on with this, folks. And the bureaucracy is the government right now. I've said for the longest time, you understand that we live in a world where we have accepted the idea that we have a pyramid structure of government. And all of the churches are under the local governments, and local governments are under the federal government. And who runs the federal government? Well, it's the judges and it's the bureaucrats. The judges are at the very top, but the bureaucrats are right underneath them, and they work together because they're all career bureaucrats, including the judges. The bureaucracy writes the rules, applies the fines, and so forth. They say that they're writing rules, not laws. So because it's not a law, you don't have any protection against violating the law. None of the due process that applies, none of the presumption of innocence, none of the protection against excessive fines, none of that applies because these are not laws. These are rules. And the rules are made by the bureaucrats. So they can tax you without representation because you don't elect these people, just like Fauci. He's been in this particular position since 1985. He's worked for the NIH since he graduated in 1968. And you never voted for him. You can't get rid of him. He's going to be there. And now he is enjoying his moment in the spotlight. But we have a bureaucracy that writes rules. That's why Nancy Pelosi was actually telling you the truth. You didn't realize it, did you? She said, we got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. They're going to pass it over to the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy will write the details in. And so we'll find out what's in it once they decide what's in it. Just like you had Elizabeth Warren help to create the Financial Consumer Protection Board, I think is the way the bureaucracy is called. And that board will do all these things to protect you as a consumer, except what they'll do is they'll dry up all the small and medium-sized banks with excessive paperwork so that only the big banks are left. And, you know, those big banks really do have your best interest at heart, far more than these little banks do. And you'll wind up with just a couple of banks. And when they created that bureaucracy, they allowed that bureaucracy to essentially write its own laws. So you have these bureaucracies that have their own laws. They have their own court system, quote-unquote court system, where you have no presumption of innocence. Many of them, most of them, quite frankly, have SWAT teams with a full militarized police. The Department of Education can send a SWAT team out to drag you out of your house in the middle of the night. They've done that. Took the entire family out. Looking for the mother who had defaulted on her college loans. She had left the family, but that didn't keep them from doing a no-knock raid in the middle of the night and dragging the father and all the children out on the front lawn face down. Department of Education. This is what we have now. And so when you have President Trump come out and say, this drug that's been used, chloroquine, has been used for malaria, it's been used... Three primary purposes for decades. One of them is for fish. It treats ick. It's not the only thing they found that works for ick. Nevertheless, it's very well known. They know that it is safe. But again, if you want to talk about something, even if it is safe, we've been told by Twitter, our masters on Twitter, do not talk about any kind of COVID-19 treatment, even if it is safe, if it hasn't been proven effective. How does it get proven that it's effective? Well, it gets a stamp from the FDA. And unless they tell you that you can use it, that it's effective, you can't use it. And of course, the FDA also approves a lot of things that aren't safe, doesn't it? A lot of very, very toxic drugs. But if it's got that FDA approval on it, then you can talk about it. And we're going to talk about why they're holding this up. But again, we all heard President Trump say, yeah, very encouraging, the early results. So we're going to roll it out to patients almost immediately. And then immediately, Fauci comes up, says, well, I don't know. No, the answer to that is no, what you're talking about there. We're going to have to do some testing. It's not approved for this use. Understand, The FDA will approve a drug for a specific condition. Now, you can use it for other things if you know that it treats other things, right? But that would be an off-label use. An off-label use. In other words, it's not approved by the FDA for that particular thing. And that's where the fight has arisen. And at the briefing, this is going back and forth. I want to play for you President Trump as he's quizzed by one of these reporters. Let's play video clip number one.
I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism and the same with NBC and Comcast. So I call it Comcast. Let me just ask for whom you work. Let me just say something. That's really bad reporting. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens, John.
Can I come back to the science and the logistics?
You've got to be ashamed of yourself.
The units that were...
All right, so that was President Trump taking on one of these reporters who is trying to alarm the public. Because that's what this has to be about. This has to be about making you fear for your life and making you cower before the government, before the FDA, before the NIH for approval for any of this stuff. And again, this drug has been around to prevent malaria since 1944. 1944, folks. And we're supposed to pretend that you can't have it. Now, President Trump has said that he is going to be delivering that along with zithromycin. That's the Z-Pak, which has been commonly used to treat coronavirus, all the coronaviruses that are out there, as I point out, from common cold to all the different strains of flu, they are all coronavirus. This is just another flu strain. It remains to be seen how deadly it is. But nevertheless, they've had a lot of good results from chloroquine and Z-Paks and so forth. So why not put that out there? Oh, because they want to keep the crisis going. And the thing that I find most galling about all this, you know, this all began because of a small test. They had six patients that they gave the malaria drugs that's been around since 1944, too, and they all got better very quickly. They said, well, we need to have a larger test to make sure that's okay. Well, you've got a lot of people that are waiting for it, evidently, from what you're telling us, right? So why wouldn't you let them have that? But we also had another test that involved not six people, but nine people. Again, a small group, but 100% of them got better. And it even repaired the damage in their lungs, and that was stem cells. And you notice that nobody is talking about stem cells. That is something that will not be named. Oh, we'll give you a drug that's still produced by Bayer and so forth, but can't talk about stem cells. No, no, no. That is forbidden by the FDA, by our masters, because that not only heals, but it restores the damage. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now, Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, You're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt. I made 4 police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus. But they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it? It's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. Last Sunday, InfoWars exclusively reported from White House sources that Trump was considering an interstate travel ban inside the United States, a form of martial law that's never been implemented in our history. Some folks said when it didn't come true that we made it up. What we said was he was considering it. And days later, it came out in mainstream news that indeed that was happening. Well, now we're getting intel that Trump's looking at declaring a national emergency this Sunday and doing just that, but he isn't sure if it's the right move. And boom, Governor Newsom comes out, says 40 million people can't leave their houses. That's martial law. And says he may officially declare martial law. The globalists, the leftists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they're all setting the bar for massive martial law or Trump hasn't done his job and they'll blame every death on Trump. This is an extremely dangerous time. We're covering it live on the radio right now.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the push and the pushback from the bureaucracy over chloroquine, I think is the way it's pronounced. This malaria drug that's been used since 1944. Oh, no. Not until the FDA says so. And as I said, the one thing that nobody is talking about is stem cells, looking much more promising than even this malaria drug. And yet that's not allowed to be talked about at all. But it's going to be talked about on this program. And now we're going to have Dr. Kristen Camilla, who has faced the full fury of the FDA for having stem cells and having used that to treat safely and effectively a wide variety of problems because, you know, stem cells basically allow your body to repair itself and did it ethically as well. We're going to have her on the next hour. But I just want to play for you here some more of Anthony Fauci. This is what he had to say in terms of how close we are to finding a coronavirus treatment because they've got to keep this thing going. We can't use any existing drugs for which the side effects are not very severe and have been known for a very long time. And we can't use something like stem cells for which there are no side effects at all. They've got a different agenda to keep that away from you and to keep this crisis going. Let's play a little bit of video clip number 6 as you've got Fauci being questioned on CBS Evening News. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the drugs that the president is trying to fast track for you. Is there a proven treatment to prevent or treat COVID-19?
There is not a proven, and that's the underlying word, a proven treatment or prevention. However, there's some anecdotal information that one or two of these may possibly have some benefit. But as I insisted and said It has to be done with a structure that collects information.
All right. Anecdotal. Don't we have a global shutdown based on anecdotal evidence from the CDC, from the World Health Organization, from the NIH? I mean, we look at the anecdotal evidence of these people, estimating the number of flu cases so that they can compare, that they can artificially take down the fatality rate of normal flu by a factor of 100 and then compare that anecdotal estimated fatality rate for regular flu to the actual measured fatality rate of COVID-19 so they can keep this thing going. But let's take a little bit closer look at what's really going on with the FDA. Tom Rogan, the Washington Examiner, says the inflexible bureaucratic FDA is dragging its feet on the coronavirus response. I wouldn't expect anything other than that from them, quite frankly. So the problem here is not simply that the FDA is insisting that its box checking comes before the needs of the public health, but also that the agency doesn't have enough inspectors to get the job done quickly. I spoke to one significant medical supplier who talked to me on the condition of anonymity for fear of retaliation from the FDA bureaucrats, because that's what they do. He said in one location on the Pacific coast, this supplier has had more than 20 pallets of coronavirus-specific medical supplies waiting in the warehouse for 5 days. Yes, 5 days. Now, this reminds me of what we saw in the wake of the hurricane in Puerto Rico, right? We had these preening politicians going on, criticizing President Trump for not sending them supplies because, you know, again, everything has to come from the federal government. And yet, the supplies had been sent, as President Trump said. And then we eventually found that, yes, so we got video of all the supplies sitting there on the docks waiting for somebody to distribute it, and the Puerto Rican government couldn't be bothered to even help to assist the distribution. And they had become so dependent on government that there wasn't any private individuals who were doing it there either. And so the stuff was just sitting there, some of it rotting for lack of distribution, but they had it. And the same thing is being done now because the FDA is not allowing this stuff to be moved. They've got to have inspectors look at it. He says that another depot in South Central U.S., the same supplier, has 500,000 level 3 or level 4 masks. Okay, no, level 3 and level 4. When we talk about that, remember, a biosafety level 4 lab, that is the highest level. That's where you handle things like Ebola or whatever. Biosafety level 3 is not much less than that. So they have 4 different levels. They have the 2 highest level masks. They got 500,000 of them sitting in a warehouse for days. And they expect the FDA delays to continue indefinitely. And he said, and get this, some of what the supplier is delivering is supposed to be gifted to a hospital. This is not even being sold. It's a donation. But even in that case, the FDA has warned that the supplies cannot be unpacked until an inspector arrives. If they're broken down, in other words, opened up, before then, even if only to expedite delivery once the inspector's approval is given, fines are threatened to follow. It's a joke. It really is. The same government, and this is why I said, if you think the government is going to help you, understand that the government that has mandated this greater depression, and it is a greater depression, I've talked about this in the past, the unemployment rates are already higher than they were at the peak of the Great Depression. That peaked out at 25%. We're already higher than that, much higher. We were at 18% last weekend before we had all the mandated closures this last week and the factories, Ford, GM, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, all of them closed and all the restaurants were forced to close and so forth. We are already well over 30% and we're headed for 50%. The greatest unemployment figures that we had during the Great Depression were 25% unemployment. And that was only for 1 year. Typically, it was between about 17 to 21% throughout the Depression. And you look at the hit on the gross domestic product. Again, we're already beyond where we were at the peak levels of the Great Depression. And yet they don't want to let up on us. This is being engineered, folks. And what they're doing to us politically and economically is far worse than what we have to fear from this disease, quite frankly. And it's going to exacerbate whatever this disease is. Whatever you think about it, it's going to be made much, much worse by the government. And it's not just going to, they're not just going to wave their magic wand and bring us out of it. So you look to the government to save you economically. And yet it is the Federal Reserve, the key agency that we're looking at to make this all better, make it all go away, right? They've kicked about $7 trillion into this obscure market, the repo market, and now they're promising. We got the Goldman Sachs banker, Mnuchin, saying we're going to kick $4 trillion in to help small and medium-sized businesses. Well, gee, that's awfully generous of you when you just gave $7 trillion, nearly twice that, to some obscure hedge funds, and you're going to give half of that to the small and medium-sized businesses. And you're going to decide who's going to survive and who isn't going to survive. And you're going to have everybody coming begging to you. That's exactly what they want. And, of course, they aren't going to have any liability for the drugs that they force on us. They want to keep this thing going as long as they can, not let us out until they have approved the drug. So we see the FDA and the NIH, the people who were supposed to, you know, be responsible for putting the test together. No, no, no. They completely flubbed that. They haven't approved the test. They won't let you have any masks. They won't let you have any drugs until they've approved it, until they've inspected the supplies they're going to set in the warehouses. These are the people that you're counting on to save you. You're counting on the Federal Reserve that created the world's biggest bubble. You're counting on them to save the economy. Yeah, this is where we put our faith. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to take a look at what they have already rolled out in terms of the globalist wish list. And as I said on Friday, you look at what they're doing in terms of keeping people sheltering at home and how they're ramping up the deployment of 5G. This is designed as a psychological operation to get people begging for faster data so they can work from home, so that they can have a job even, right? And, you know, watch Netflix, of course, at a higher speed. And they'll forget all about the privacy issues. They'll forget all about the health issues of 5G. Just give it to me now.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. France, Spain, Italy, Denmark, Sweden, the list goes on and on. They've all declared martial law and said that if you leave your house without authorization, you'll be put in jail for up to 6 months. But they've been releasing by the tens of thousands per country the hardened criminals, the rapists and murderers and car thieves and home invaders. And it's the same thing in Democrat-run cesspit blue cities here as well. Tens of thousands released. And now Governor Newsom says he may declare martial law and has already ordered 40 million people in California to stay in their houses or 6 months in jail. But publicly stated, illegal aliens, Islamic invaders, so-called migrants, and of course the homeless are all exempt. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Welcome to slavery. They think they own you, and now they're about to show you. There's a critical article on NewsWars.com that links to press releases by the Swedish government that all air traffic into the country is shut down, except if you're an asylum-seeking plane funded by George Soros landing from the Middle East or North Africa, disgorging your payload. And it's the same all over Europe and blue cities in the United States, where criminals, illegal aliens, all sorts of foreign invaders and the homeless are all exempt from the martial law that they've already implemented. They just haven't publicly put that name on it yet, except for the California tyrant Newsom. He's come out and said he may declare it. And if he catches you outside your house, you're going to prison. Because if you're not a hardened criminal, you are not allied with him. If you're a good, hardworking American, he's here to show you he's your master and use this man-made virus to destroy your freedom forever. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack. And President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at Infowars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I ain't quite as dumb as I seem, Cuomo and the rest of you. How long has this been going on? How much longer is it going to go on? Well, here's some of the estimates that are coming out from some of these politicians. Cuomo is warning that 80% of the people will get the virus over the next 9 months. Mnuchin yesterday, or the weekend, I think it was yesterday that I heard him say it. Maybe he said it on Saturday. Tells 80 million people to prepare for a 12-week shutdown. That's coming from Mnuchin. And, of course, we've had the Institute and the United Kingdom saying 18 months. What's it going to be? See, they don't know. There's not going to be a formal declaration of martial law. There's not going to be a definition of an endpoint. It's just going to go as long as they want it to. As a matter of fact, you see the New York Post, which has been a big... this is a Republican publication for the most part. They have some very clever covers for the New York Post. But for the most part, they're a straight-up Republican warmongering neoconservative mouthpiece. And they're cheerleading this. Coronavirus exit strategy could be months or years away, says the New York Post. So not 9 months, not 12 weeks, but months or years. As they point out, the coronavirus threat will continue to loom for months, even years, before mass vaccinations, according to the BBC. See, that's the end point. That is the end point. Mass vaccinations. No other conclusion is acceptable for them other than mass vaccinations. A good example of this is the AP. How long will Americans be fighting the coronavirus? And AP says the best case scenario is that we will have a vaccine in 12 or 18 months, and then our lives will go back to normal. Then you'll be allowed to come out if you take the shot, right? I said this from the very beginning. They're going to lock everybody down. You can't travel. You can't go to work. You can't go to school. This is exactly what they've been doing with measles. We can see all of this stuff ramping up. Basically overreacting to the risk of measles, and now they are overreacting to the flu. And the end game of all of this is forced vaccination. So the AP, Associated Press, the best scenario is that we get a vaccine in 12 to 18 months so we can all get back to work, back to school, back to travel. The worst case scenario is that it takes a long time for a vaccine to be developed. And the world has really changed, and our lives aren't the same again. In other words, according to the Associated Press and their experts that they choose to talk to and to report, the only way out of this is with a vaccine. And then they go on with their story. They say, what may be more feasible is a plan for intermittent restrictions and enhanced monitoring to control the disease, an idea explored in a new study from researchers at the Imperial College of London. Now, these are the people who put together the piece that called for an 18-month lockdown, and because they said that's how long they thought it would take for a vaccine. And reportedly, it was that that research paper coming out of the Imperial College of London that has, in my opinion, as much credibility as a P dossier that was fed to President Trump that caused him to start talking about how we can't have more than 10 people together anywhere. And now everybody has picked up on that. See, President Trump did not impose that. He popularized that, just like he did with red flag gun laws. President Trump did not impose the red flag gun laws. He just said, you got to take the guns and do the due process later. And he was the one who said, no, we got to stop more than 10 people from getting together anywhere. And so that's, they pick up the ball and they run with that. The totalitarian Democrats. They went on to say, the analogy that we need here, we put this on, we do intermittent restrictions and we do enhanced monitoring. You know, you got to go to that checkpoint, get a test. They give you a bracelet. Now you can travel for the day. And then we put the restrictions on, we pull them off. He said, the analogy is like pumping car brakes on an icy road. That's what we should be thinking about. You push on the brakes to slow things down, and then you ease up. But if you skid, you have to pump the brakes again. No, the best analogy is the boiling frogs analogy. And if you want to know what this looks like in real life, just take a look at the TSA. Once you lose your freedoms, you're not going to get them back. Not without a revolution. BBC, when will the outbreak end? And when will life get back to normal? How long is this going to be going on? Well, the world is shutting down, says the BBC. Just get used to it. We've got cities that have become ghost towns with massive restrictions put on our lives. Isn't that good? Isn't government powerful? The fact that it can step in and do that just to save your life. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you happy to have government that knows how to do that? It is an unparalleled global response to a disease, said the BBC. But we do have a big problem in what is the exit strategy and how do we get out of this? Says a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Edinburgh. It's not just the UK. No country has an exit strategy. Yes, this is a globalist war. It is a global war by the globalists on the world's population. And there is no exit strategy. There is no defined exit point except a vaccine. Because again, here's what he talks about, the BBC. There are three ways out of this mess. Number one, vaccination. Number one, vaccination. Or number two, enough people develop immunity through infection. Well, they'll tell you that that isn't going to happen, right? They will never admit to that. Or we permanently change our behavior and society. I'm telling you, they're going to do number one and number three. Vaccination and permanently changing our behavior and our society. Now, one Nobel laureate predicts that it's going to be a quicker recovery. Says we're going to be fine. This is Michael Levitt at Stanford, a biophysicist. And, of course, I've talked about the epidemiologist at Stanford who took a look at the data and said, no, they're lying to you. The risk that they're putting in here, the assumptions that this is every person who gets infected is going to infect 2.3 other people, and that's going to go on without any mitigation forever and ever. Well, quickly it goes exponential. And quickly you understand how they're using this. You know, we had one curve that was done by Michael Mann. And it was the hockey stick that Michael Mann and Al Gore would talk about. Look at this. Carbon dioxide is going up exponentially. And temperature is going to go up exponentially. And we're all going to die. And so we got to shut down everything. Mandated shutdown of the economy. Forced austerity from government. And then we will subsidize the industries and the businesses that we want to stay there, right? Well, that was a lie. It didn't happen. As a matter of fact, Michael Mann and these other people were caught saying, you know what, our models don't work. We've got to fudge the models because it's not going up. It's actually declining and so forth. At that point, I was with a group and we sued to get his data because he'd already published his results. He'd already put out his thesis. We'd already had regulations and laws were based on his published work. But he fought and the courts allowed him to keep private his data, even though it was done as he was being hired by a public university, done on their computers. No. You can't see his business emails. In spite of the fact that we had ClimateGate emails that were out there and he was a part of that. Most of that was based out of the East Anglia University in the UK, most of ClimateGate, but they were corresponding a lot with Michael Mann. Now, instead of the hockey stick, we now have another curve that is going exponential. And as a matter of fact, it was the hashtag on Twitter, flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve. It's going exponential. We got to stop this because we're all going to die. Now, all they've done is they have replaced the eco panic with a flu panic, and we got to flatten the curve. In order to do that, they're going to flatten the economy. They're going to flatten your freedoms. They're going to confiscate everything. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Folks, before we go to break, I just want to remind you of what you can do to prepare for yourself. You can't trust the government to even allow medical supplies that are sitting on the dock to be donated or distributed. I mean, our government is no better than Puerto Rico. They will try to obstruct everything. But while you can, you still can because they're now shutting down our ability to manufacture. That's why we've had to stop selling storable food because they have so disrupted the supply chain. If they can disrupt the supply chain for food, medicine and supplements are next. And we've told you that's happening. But we are not raising our prices. As a matter of fact, we have discounted them at InfoWarsStore.com. 20 to 50% off. The average discount is 40%. Take a look at the products that you need. Educate yourself. Make your own decisions, what you need to help your body to fight any kind of challenges it's going to have. You know what your health conditions are. We've got products that will help with inflammation. We have products that will help your body with nutrition. And they're heavily discounted, an average percentage of 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea.
As I said, we had the exponential curve from Michael Mann, sold by Al Gore in his Convenient Lie documentary. And now we got a different curve. And we have another justification. The end result is always the same. It doesn't matter how they sell it to you. All these years, I've been talking about environmentalism. Said it is nothing but a green veneer over, it's like watermelon, okay? You got a thin veneer of green over red. Red being communism, Marxism, socialism, totalitarianism. And the people who were selling it said, hey, that's really what we want. If we didn't have the environment, we'd have to make up some other reason. And now they've got another reason. And they've got another curve. And we're told we've got to flatten the curve. Well, you know, the Mises Institute said, we are flattening the economy. That's the thing that's being flattened, not the curve. And we're doing it because of a virus. As Keith Weiner points out, he says, I write this on March 18th. Having watched a 180-degree reversal of how we think about contagious disease. Formerly, we would put sick people in quarantine, and we would respect the right of healthy people to go about their lives. But now we're on the brink of martial law in our zeal to fight the coronavirus. We are shutting down travel, public gatherings, restaurants, everything. This is what mass panic looks like. And folks, this is what a government takeover of your life looks like. They were preparing everybody psychologically for all the solutions and the forced austerity for climate change, and now they're doing it with virus change. Another invisible enemy that doesn't hold up to scrutiny, mathematical or otherwise. Not to mention that it's already wreaking massive economic damage. The economy was already faltering. The false boom stimulated by a decade of monetary meth, that's exactly what the Federal Reserve has done, was likely going to burst even before the virus. And then the government began to shut down entire industries, air travel, hotels, sports, bars, restaurants, etc. Many more to come. He didn't mention automobile industries because that had not happened yet. Whole industries are laying off whole workforces in one giant dump. And that is a lot of people who will suddenly experience hardship, not to mention stop spending their money on everything from clothes to computers, from phones to tunes. As I pointed out on the 17th, when the little Marxist mayor here in Austin said at 11 o'clock in the morning, in 1 hour, we're going to close all the restaurants. And my wife and I went to a restaurant. We'd already scheduled that for anniversary of our first date. And the waitress was just didn't know what to do. Within 1 hour, she's just going to lose her job because of the mayor. And I said, I hope you remember this when it comes time to vote. And she was awake about vaccines and so forth. I told her what the end game was. I said, look, she didn't know who I was. I said, look, I do news. And let me tell you where this is headed. And she said, I've never taken a flu vaccine. I don't believe that stuff is healthy. I said, yeah, you're right. But I said, they're going to try to force a vaccine on you before you can work again. So why this draconian response, he asks, Mises Institute. They seek to flatten the curve. If we can just slow its progress, then our healthcare system will be able to respond. There'll be enough beds and enough ventilators and enough healthcare professionals and so forth. He said, if you think the government must outlaw public gatherings, if you think the government must close restaurants and shut down the economy in order to flatten the curve, then you, yes, you, are attempting to become a central planner. In socialism and central planning, there is no resiliency. The people starve if the crop yield is below quota. They drown if the tide rises. They suffer in darkness if an oil shipment is delayed. They don't care. Central planners don't care. The reason they do central planning is the same reason that Mao starved his population to death. To establish their power and to do a cultural revolution. We'll be right back and we'll take a look at their wish list of cultural revolutions. We'll take a look at the updates on what is happening with martial law. We'll be right back.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I think it's interesting. Last week, I tweeted out when there was an unexpected reluctance by Mario Cuomo to shut down the state of New York. I thought, that's a little bit interesting. And I thought, oh, yeah, of course. He doesn't want to shut down the New York Stock Exchange. Well, the New York Stock Exchange has now gone electronic. As soon as they announced they were going to go electronic, Cuomo shut everything down. Keep it open for them. Just like we see that, you know, as we look at the senators who did inside trading, by all indications. And of course, the husband of one of those senators owns the New York Stock Exchange, or directs it, should say, doesn't own it, but it's Jeffrey Sprecher, husband of Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia. And, you know, they say, well, this is being managed for us. We don't have anything to do with that. And of course, we would never send any messages to the people who are managing that for us. And yet, you look at the stocks that they sold and the stocks that they bought. They were just amazingly, amazingly prepared for this. It truly is interesting to see just how lucky they got in this whole thing. I'm sure there was no inside knowledge whatsoever about that. But yes, now we have the New York Stock Exchange has gone electronic. Nobody on the floor for the first time ever, going back to the 1800s. And you know, they shut it down. They're going to go electronic, and they want you to go electronic with everything in your life. They want you begging for faster internet. Give me 5G. I don't want to hear about the health effects. I don't care that you're tracking everything that I'm doing. Just give it to me. Give it to me now. That's the only way I'm going to be able to work is if I've got 5G at home. Only way I'm going to be able to watch movies, because they're going to throttle it otherwise. We don't have more bandwidth. So, yeah, that's one of their big agendas out of the way. You know, we go through and look at the globalist wish list, as I pointed out. We've got biometric identification. We have control and tracking of your every movement. We have essentially stopping human interaction. Make sure that you do everything through the internet, because, again, that makes it easier to monitor you, just like they do in China. You want to be able to remove jobs. You want to be able to get rid of small and medium-sized businesses, because we don't want to have economic liberty spread out too far. We've got to concentrate the wealth and concentrate the control. So we're going to remove jobs. We're going to force austerity and poverty. And then we'll come around with universal basic income. I'm absolutely disgusted at the Trump administration for shutting everything down in this way. Again, as the Mises Institute pointed out, we have never reacted to a disease like this before. And the same people who are now in control of this and demanding that we do this didn't do this with Ebola. They didn't do it with any of the other coronaviruses. SARS, MERS, bird flu, swine flu, none of those. Even though they were declared to be pandemics and we were all going to die. And I read to you last week all the comparisons that were made at the time. Every single one of those worldwide pandemics, those coronaviruses, they were all compared to the 1918 flu epidemic. But we never did this before. There's another agenda here. This is not about protecting your health. It doesn't protect your health. It doesn't protect your health to destroy our ability to produce food or medicine or to distribute it, or to allow you to have a job. None of that makes you healthier. As a matter of fact, does nobody understand what happened in Venezuela? I mean, we just saw this whole movie. It's like a bad rerun. But it's being imposed on us all at once. And so it's not just that. It's also the mandated vaccines without your consent. We've seen that being ramped up. All right. As I point out, February the 7th in L.A., panic because one person with measles went in through the airport. They quarantined 34 other people. Said, oh, I think these other people have been exposed to that person with measles. Nobody died. Nobody died. But this is all panic to force mandated vaccines without your informed consent. To take away your choice in health care. To withhold certain treatments by force. And to impose certain treatments that you don't want by force. This is the government that cares about your health. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Kristen Camella, who had treated over 8,000 people very effectively for a wide variety of diseases, autoimmune diseases, things like autism, things like muscular dystrophy, a wide variety of rheumatism and other conditions with stem cells. And she had the temerity to talk about it. FDA doesn't like you talking about it, just like they don't like you talking about the efficacy of chloroquine, whatever how it's pronounced, the malaria drug. They don't want you talking about that. You can't take that until I say that you can take it. I know that it's safe because it's been around since 1944, but that doesn't matter. You can't take it for this particular condition. We've only approved you to take it for malaria. Now, shut up, President Trump. That's what Fauci and these people are saying, effectively. You know, the approach to stem cells that's being taken by the Japanese government is you show that it is doesn't cause harm. You know, first, do no harm. Well, you show that it does no harm, then fine. We'll give you a certain number of years to show if it's effective or not. If you can't prove then that it's effective scientifically, then we will stop you from doing it. But we will give you an opportunity. As long as you're not harming people, we will do that. But we don't even allow that to be talked about now. We've been threatened by the handmaids of the military industrial complex and the police state, Twitter. Don't you talk about any possible treatments about COVID-19, even if they're safe, unless they are proven to be effective by the FDA. You do that, we'll take you down. Even if it's a joke, we'll take you down. And that's where we are right now, folks. You don't talk about anything, except it's fine to talk about how we're going to someday have a vaccine that's rushed to market, and then it will be the condition to get out of quarantine and lockdown for the rest of your life. This is just beyond belief. But that's one of the things that's been ramping up. You should have been able to see that coming. And when you see that it's being put out there that the only thing that the FDA and Fauci at the national, you know, when he's there with infectious diseases, what has been his core thing? Pushing vaccines. Just understand that. And so they keep telling you vaccines are going to be your ticket out. Otherwise, they're going to lock you down forever. Gun control, gun confiscation, that's also a part of it. We see many mayors doing that now as well. And, of course, the lockdown in the smart cities, that was something that they always wanted to do. So we look at the forced austerity, the lockdown, the smart cities with constant surveillance, and the depopulation that has always been a part of this. 5G rollout is speeding up, quite frankly. Activist Post says this is despite the pandemic. Despite governments banning it, despite some localities issuing moratoriums, and despite lawsuits and warnings, no, it's still speeding up. They don't care. They don't care. And again, they're going to have you begging for it because that's going to be the only way you're going to be able to work, because they're going to keep you locked down. Another one of the agendas that they have here is to get rid of currency, because that gives you anonymity. And so we see stories like this from the AP. Filthy lucre, paper money shunned for fear of virus spread. Because now we got to be concerned and paranoid and OCD about handling cash. We've never been concerned about that in the past. But now you should be, because they don't want anybody to have cash. They don't want cash businesses, and they don't want you to have cash, because they want you to go digital so they can more easily track and control everything that you're doing. Federal Reserve, as a matter of fact, is looking into developing a digital currency in the U.S., and we've been talking about this for a long time. This article is going back to November of last year. U.S. central bankers have explored the possibility of developing a digital currency that would be directly available to businesses and households. It isn't a question of if they're going to do this. It's just a question of who is going to control it. And again, everything about this virus checks every one of their globalist control objectives, whether it is gun control, cash control, health control, biometric surveillance, restrictions on movement, forced austerity, every single one of those boxes checked.
It's been the globalists, the Chi-Coms and Democrats that they control that have been pushing for coronavirus hysteria and suspension of basic rights for the last 8 weeks. And now Governor Newsom has come out publicly and said they're ready to declare martial law. Well, that's a word game. When you tell 40 million people they can't leave their houses, period, and you scaremonger and say that almost 60% of the population will have it in just 6 weeks, you're engaged in psychological warfare, and you've already declared martial law. About a 7 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. Get ready, folks. The Democrats, just like the Chi-Coms, are setting the bar for martial law. Full-on secret arrest, FEMA camps, you name it. But the homeless and illegal aliens are all exempt. The noose is tightening incrementally. America is being put into hardcore martial law. The globalists have already economically closed the noose around our neck. And they're now saying it's not going to be 2 weeks or a month or 3 months, but 18 months, bringing us into the greatest depression the planet's ever seen. China says everything's fine now, and they're back to business. They launched their hysteria. They triggered the insanity. America took the bait, and now we're going down. Unless humanity awakens and understands the virus is man-made and understands that these restrictions overall are not being used to protect us from the virus, but are being used to set the precedent for a giant controlled system and permanent martial law that will be used to overthrow Trump and bring in pure globalist tyranny. This is the battle for the Republic happening now. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life. And that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where try it.
You know, we look at the panics out there. We've got the article. We've got more than one person dying every hour in New York City. Well, that sounds pretty alarming, doesn't it? Except, is that unusual? You know, we go back and we look at recent statistics. You would expect about 150 to 160 people to die every day in New York City of various causes, not 24. And there's a person dying in New York City every 9 minutes, even before coronavirus came around. Is this significant, what we're seeing here? You know, these are the alarmist headlines that are being put out by the New York Post. Always cheering for war in foreign countries. Now they're cheering for war against the American people. Let's just take a look at some of the things that we are up against on a daily basis, for example. You know, when you look at accidental death, for example, we have 14,800 people dying in cars in 2000. Let's just pick that year. The year 2000, 14,800 people dying in cars. We had 2,700 people dying with motorcycles. Does that mean that motorcycles are safer than cars? Five times safer than cars? No, no. It means that there are fewer people riding motorcycles. It doesn't tell you anything about how risky it is to ride a motorcycle. For example, if you go to the occupants of three-wheeled motor vehicles, only 23 people died. So get out of your car. This is Corona thinking, okay? This is COVIDiot. That's a hashtag, quite frankly, COVIDiot. And I think that truly is a descriptive, self-descriptive term. COVIDiots is the hashtag that people will label you with if you tell them that they're overreacting. These people are codependent on videos and on government, and they are the true idiots running this idiocracy. Because according to them, you know, if you just look at the raw numbers here, right? Since there's fewer people dying on three-wheeled motor vehicles, then basically you ought to be riding that, because it pays absolutely no attention to the population of people riding three-wheeled vehicles. It doesn't pay any attention to the rate, for example. And that they're not paying any attention to the rate of people who are dying from COVID-19 compared to all these other things that are killing us either. Oh, look at this. We had 200 people die in the United States out of 330 million people. How many of those people would have died anyway or were close to death because they had multiple complicating conditions, which is what we see out of the data coming out of Italy, where everybody is freaking out about Italy? Well, it was the Italian Health Institute. Its initials in Italian are SIS. They were talking about how 99% of the people had other issues. The vast majority of them had three coexistent issues, just like we see old age, things like heart disease, high blood pressure, and so forth, increases your risk. This is an opportunistic disease. It complicates those factors. We had another story that was coming out, I think, again, from the New York Post that was picked up and spread around quite a bit. A young man in his 20s, athletic. He was a coach. He comes down with COVID-19, and within a week, he's dead. Except that they found out when they were testing him for COVID-19 that he also had leukemia. And I don't know what drugs he was given. You know, my father died from chemotherapy far before the cancer killed. First chemotherapy treatment he got killed him. So when you look at this, you have to ask, well, what drugs were these people given when they went to the hospital? What other conditions did they have? How far along was his leukemia? We see other stories. Oh, this person, you know, they fought cancer for 4 years and then COVID-19 got him. I could drive my car into a brick wall and die. And if I tested positive for COVID-19, they would say it was COVID-19. That's the kind of statistics that we're up against. When you look at elderly people, you know, how many of the people that are dying on a daily basis from COVID-19 are dying because they're elderly? I mean, we look at the number of people falling down stairs on a typical year. We have more than 12,000 people die from falling down steps every year. kind of puts that 22,000 dying of the flu in perspective as well, the ordinary flu. And it kind of puts the 200 people dying from COVID-19 in perspective as well, if that, in fact, is the cause. And it's not the sole cause, not in Italy. The average age there, 79 and a half. It came down slightly as I did more. As I did more statistics, it was 80.3. There you go. There's a guy who just drove in a brick wall. Probably did that because he had COVID-19. This is why I say we have to look at the statistics. Raw numbers don't tell us anything. And the government is panicking us over this without any sense from the public as to what's going on. Everybody has been completely panicked by the mainstream press. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Camilla. Before we do, and before we do a plug real quickly, I want to just play a little bit of video clip number 3, because this is a way the media is panicking you. They've got a script, and they're all reading off of the same script. Flatten the curve! You know, we're all going to die. Let's go ahead and play video clip number 3.
Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories.
You get the idea.
Unfortunately,
it's bad enough that they're reading from a script. What's even worse is that the scripts are being centrally produced. We don't do that here at InfoWars. I tell you what I think. I could be right. I could be wrong. But I'm telling you this, that the response to this, whether or not you believe that this is a serious disease, I'm telling you that what is being done to forward an agenda. And everything that is being done is going to make this worse rather than better, regardless of what you think, how dangerous you think this is or where it came from. Everything that is being done is going to make this worse. So we're going to talk to somebody about real health solutions. I'm going to show you how the government has been adamantly opposed and increasing its control to shut down your health choices. Safe and effective and affordable. No. They don't want any of that. They will push products for the big pharmaceutical suppliers so that they can then push government control of health care because you just can't afford these big pharmaceutical treatments. So that'll be coming up in the next segment. And folks, if you want to keep us here, we've got products that are going to help you to prepare personally for any kind of a health concern. And I'm not saying that we should dismiss the concern. I think you should be concerned about this from a health standpoint. You should make sure that you're healthy. And you should take advantage of products that you decide that you want to take that are safe, effective, and affordable. We've got a lot of supplements, vitamins, minerals, other things still available at InfoWarsStore.com. Heavily discounted, an average of 40%. They vary from 20 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds this program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I made 4 police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus, but they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it, it's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Dr. Kristen Camella. She's a world-renowned expert on regenerative medicine. She was named number 24 on the top 50 global stem cell influencer, number one on the Academy of Regenerative Practices list of the top 10 stem cell innovators. She has pioneered stem cell therapies from various sources, including cord blood, bone marrow, muscle, and adipose. That's fat cells. And what we saw last year, and I had Dr. Camella on last year, she was being attacked by the Department of Justice, you know, the same people who just came out and said, we want to have indefinite detention without trial, the public. Well, you know, they were working with the FDA to make sure that you had indefinite prohibition of safe and effective treatments, indefinite prohibition of informed consent. So last May, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit at the request of the FDA against stem cell clinics that were performing surgical procedures involving your own fat cells, taking out fat cells out of your own body and reusing them because they are regenerative. You just take them out, put them in a centrifuge, and that is now considered to be a drug. And I think it's, you know, we talked about this because it's important that people understand how the government is shutting down your freedom preemptively. Now we've seen they're not just shutting down effective treatments, they're shutting down entire industries. You know, a lot of people didn't pay any attention to the stem cell issue at the time. I did because I have family members who are doing that. and needed that. People just kind of looked the other way, didn't get any attention. We've now had a doctor in Wuhan. His name is Dr. Wu, and he's had some results from using stem cell therapy for people who had the COVID-19 virus, and he found it to be very effective. So I wanted to get Dr. Camilla on, get an update as to what's going on, because she's not going down without a fight, and neither should you when it comes to this stuff. We all need to challenge these draconian, authoritarian measures where the government tells us that we have absolutely no freedoms, no discretions, whether we're patients or whether we're providers, whether we're employees or whether we're businesses. They're shutting down the entire economy now. If you want to find out more about this, you can find it at mycellsmychoice.org. But joining us now is Dr. Kristen Camilla. Thank you for joining us, doctor.
Thank you so much for having me on again. Really anxious to
tell
the audience.
Well, I want to find out what's going on with us. Before we get into that, everybody's focused on the coronavirus, COVID-19. Talk a little bit about, kind of give us an overview as to what's going on from a medical perspective with this, and how stem cells might have applied in this with Dr. Wu's research.
Yep. So on average, humans have about 5 viruses at a time in their body. So it's very common that you would be exposed to a virus. And the good news is that most of us have the ability to combat these invaders, these viruses, at any given moment. That's the nature of being human. We can coexist with microbes and overcome. When you first get exposed to a virus, there are a cascade of events that will occur. The first, and I like to think of viruses as little spaceships that land on the surface of your cell. And they will then inject their RNA or DNA into your cell and use the nucleus of your cell to replicate. So in the case of COVID or coronavirus, we're talking about an RNA that gets injected into the nucleus of your cell and begins the replication process. Your body is super smart. It has the ability to overcome. So in 97 or 98% of the cases of people who are infected with this virus, they will have no issue. They will overcome this virus just by utilizing their own immune system. A signaling process and a cascade of events will occur. This inflammatory response, which may include an elevated temperature, a fever, is what your body does to get rid of that virus, to flush it out of your body so that you can function normally. So the majority of the people who are exposed to this virus may not even know, because their immune system functions properly. For that,
and that's why we're seeing in the statistics coming out of Italy, 99% of the people had 2 or 3 different coexisting factors that were going to weaken their immune system, or they were elderly, average age of 79.5.
That's exactly right. And so it is in these small percentage of patients that have issues with their cardiovascular system, and in particular their lungs, that there may pose a problem. And the reason is because their lungs are already inflamed. So the aftermath of once the virus comes in is an inflammatory process, additional inflammation in your lungs. And when the lungs become inflamed, it makes it challenging for oxygen transport. So for this small percentage of patients that have additional disease, in particular cardiovascular type diseases, they could have a hard time breathing. And they develop something called acute respiratory distress syndrome. And what it means is challenging transport of oxygen in your body. So the way to combat that is to utilize ventilators and force oxygen through the system. And the reason that you can't breathe is because of inflammation. Mm-hmm. The fix is to bring down that inflammation. The smart way to do it is to utilize your own stem cells, which we know are anti-inflammatory, which we know can stop this over-inflamed response and get the oxygen flowing naturally. So we could reduce the necessary time on a ventilator for the small percentage of patients to next to nothing. This is a quick, easy fix, and really a way to bring down the inflammation in a smart way. In fact, our team has actually published a study specific to using your own stem cells in lung disease, chronic pulmonary disease. And we've demonstrated amazing results. This is something that we should be doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we look at these, again, we had Dr. Wu in Wuhan. He said, I did this with 9 people. He had a different stem cell. He took his from, I think, an umbilical cord or placenta. But nevertheless, they treated 9 patients. 100% of them recovered. And not only that, but it repaired the damage in their lungs. And yet we don't hear anything about that. We have even the malaria drug that's been around since 1944. We have Fauci pushing back on that, say, well, we haven't approved it for that use. And so we got this fight that's going back and forth because President Trump started talking about that. They immediately pushed back on that. But nobody's even talking about the stem cell situation. And this is something that you've already looked at.
Yeah, you know, so we've treated over 10,000 patients with a strong safety profile. One of the reasons that this isn't being talked about is because it's not something that you can patent, bottle, and sell.
That's right. And we can see the attitude inside you. That's right. And we can see the attitude of the FDA and the NIH and all of this, because even with this malaria drug, it's like, shut up. You're not going to talk about this, President Trump, says Fauci. We haven't approved it for that use yet. They want to have control over all these different things. As you pointed out, they've got another agenda. And they want to patent this. They want the big pharmaceutical companies to make money for it. So they don't want you to know about things that are safe, effective, and affordable. They really don't want to address the cause. We've even had the Goldman Sachs bankers talking about the fact that they don't want cures. They want treatments for chronic illnesses that are going to continue. They said that's not a business model if you actually cure the disease.
That's right. So we talked about this the last time I was on, but in 2017, the United States of America brought a lawsuit against me personally, as well as the clinic and the company involved. It said the United States of America versus Kristen Camella. And what they said is that the stem cells that exist inside your own fat tissue, your own body, are classified as a drug. And as such, we would not be permitted to assist patients in these surgical outpatient procedures to utilize their own stem cells. So this went to a federal judge here in South Florida.
Well, hang on. Let's pick up with that. We've got to take a break, and I want to find out where this is in the appeals process, because, folks, this is the other thing to understand. Not only do they have these bureaucracies out there saying, no, 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 we will tell you what you can and cannot have, but they've also taken the unprecedented step to say that you cannot use cells from your own body to treat disease. And that's what this lawsuit is about. We've never seen the FDA assert that they have usurped that kind of authority. They don't have that kind of authority. They've never pretended that they do. But we'll talk about the lawsuit when we come back with Dr. Kristen Camella. Stay with us.
Last Sunday, InfoWars exclusively reported from White House sources that Trump was considering an interstate travel ban inside the United States, a form of martial law that's never been implemented in our history. Some folks said when it didn't come true that we made it up. What we said was he was considering it. And days later, it came out in mainstream news that indeed that was happening. Well, now we're getting intel that Trump's looking at declaring a national emergency this Sunday and doing just that, but he isn't sure if it's the right move. And boom, Governor Newsom comes out, says 40 million people can't leave their houses. That's martial law. And says he may officially declare martial law. The globalists, the leftists, the Chi-Coms, the EU, they're all setting the bar for massive martial law, or Trump hasn't done his job, and they'll blame every death on Trump. This is an extremely dangerous time. We're covering it live on the radio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The noose is tightening around America's neck. The supply chains have been cut off. We are under globalist attack. And President Trump understands this. I'm here to tell listeners, now is the time to spread the word while we're still on air at InfoWars.com/show and band.video and on local radio stations and TV stations in your area. And now is the time for modern Paul Revere's to also protect themselves and their families by getting high-quality nutraceutical products that boost your overall defense of your health, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock. We also have X2 and X3 that are so important and powerful. Research it for yourself and a lot of other great products that in the future we may not be able to get from the suppliers, but we do have them in stock right now. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and get ready and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Good luck and God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Kristen Camella. We just talked about the coronavirus, how viruses in general operate, how stem cells can be very effective in treating them. But because they are effective, I think, and many others believe, that's why the FDA has shut down Dr. Camella's stem cell that she had, the research that she had going. And, of course, if you want to follow that and follow the case, you can find that at mycellsmychoice.org. Because that's really what we're talking about here. And in this segment, I want to talk about the legal issues that she is now fighting, because she's now had to stop the treatments that were very safe, effective, and affordable, and now engage in a legal battle for your rights, not just hers, but your rights to have informed consent. And so, Dr. Camella, tell us where this case is. There is something that happened in the developments in another case that was somehow related to this in the what they call our deference. It's the courts deferring to regulatory agencies interpreting their own rules because they've been given the power to write laws for the rest of us that our elected representatives don't do. They basically create these agencies and let them write regulations without representation, just like they do taxation without representation. But tell us a little bit about where your case is. And some of the things that have happened that apply to that in the appeal.
Yeah, just to be clear, U.S. Stem Cell Clinic is still operational and able to treat patients. We are just not able to utilize stem cells from fat tissue, which is what we found to be the most effective for patients. So we have to utilize
Are you still doing stem cells with other sources in terms of bone marrow and
we are.
Cord. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. That's important to understand. Okay, good.
It is.
But
yeah.
It is so basically taking out your own fat cells, and which we all have far too many of, and putting them to good use by getting stem cells out of the fat. But tell us how the legal battle is shaping up at this point.
Right. So just to summarize, in the past, in 2017, is when the lawsuit was first brought against me personally, as well as the companies. And they being the FDA and their attorneys, the Department of Justice, gave me an opportunity to sign something called a consent decree, which essentially said that I would go away, stop utilizing these treatments for patients, and they would not bring the lawsuit. I chose not to sign that. I chose to move forward and fight for the right of patients to have their own cells and to use those as they see fit with informed consent. So in 2018, as we were preparing to go to trial, a federal judge in South Florida canceled the trial and awarded what's called summary judgment to the FDA, stating that they could seek that impermanent injunction against us, stopping us from doing the stem cells from fat. And she cited something called our deference. And this means that she gave deference to the regulatory agency to interpret their own regulations, and ordered the injunction. So, the challenge.
Yeah, because you don't have any due process when the regulatory agencies come around. That's why they have civil asset forfeiture. They say, well, you know, we can take your property without even charging you with a crime under the war on drugs. And that's basically what they did to you. They said, well, we've got these regulatory agencies. They're able to do whatever. They write the rules. They enforce the rules. You'd have no presumption of innocence. You have no right to due process, including a trial, which you just saw.
Yeah, this is judicial bias in favor of the federal government and against the people. And in fact, Justice Gorsuch wrote an opinion regarding this type of ruling, saying that it's outdated and it's not something that federal judges should be referring to and citing. And in fact, at the same time that they brought a lawsuit against me, they also brought a lawsuit against a group in California doing similar procedures called Cell Surgical Network. And that case was also set to go to trial. And the FDA sought summary judgment in the same way that they did in our case. And the judge in that case, Judge Jesus Bernal, said that deference was not appropriate and that our judge had made a mistake and that this will go to trial. So I utilized the information and the opinion that Judge Bernal had given for my appeal. So I am now in appeal and it will go before three judges and hopefully the truth will prevail. And the rights to use your own cells as an American will be restored. You should be allowed to use the cells that exist inside your fat tissue. This should not be owned by a pharmaceutical company. These should not be packaged and resold to you. And I think this is a perfect time for Americans to realize the healing potential of these cells when we're dealing with chronic disease as well as acute disease, as is the case with COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, again, it, I just want to stress for people how unprecedented this is that when you were on before, we talked about how this is a far less complicated and invasive procedure than we have with in vitro fertilization. You know, we have a lot of childless couples who decide that they will, you know, take the egg and sperm from a mother and father and they'll put them together in vitro outside the body and then re-implant that. This is not nearly as invasive as that. The government has never regulated anything like that. And just as we have people who will sometimes take eggs and freeze them and store them, you've got people who have stem cells of their own that they have stored for later treatment. And the government wants to stop that as well.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the federal judge in my case at first was mandating the destruction of over 10,000 samples from patients who had stored their own stem cells. We filed the appeal and said we will not destroy those cells. So we were able to get a stay on the destruction of those cells.
Now, it's the mycellsmychoice.org. Is that where people can go to find information about where the case is? And do you have something set up there where they can help your legal expenses? Because this has got to be very expensive to appeal this.
Yep. So mycellsmychoice.org is actually a nonprofit that was set up for education. Right now, we want to educate the Americans about what's happening. We cannot utilize any of those funds for the legal fight. I've been personally funding those, legal fight, and I've had some physicians who have been very kind and helped to donate towards that cause as well. But as you can imagine, fighting the federal government has been challenging for me financially. And I knew that, you know, I knew at the moment that I decided not to sign the dissent decree, that this would be a bit of an uphill battle, but a battle that I'm willing to fight. And I know I'm on the right side of history.
you are on the right side of history, and you are on the right side of freedom. Even more importantly, the idea that the government is going to keep this under the table until we have some pharmaceutical companies that have come up with some kind of a patented process that they can sell us at an inflated price is just absolutely reprehensible when people are suffering with conditions that could easily be cured. And, of course, when we look at, again, going back to the chloroquine, I think is the way it's pronounced, the malaria drug, and the fact that they know that it's safe, but still the FDA wants to put a quash on that and not let people use that. When we look at the way stem cells are handled in Japan, they say, well, if you can show that this is safe, we'll allow you a certain number of years, and you can show if it's effective. But our government doesn't operate that way. It's absolutely outrageous to me.
Yeah, and we have 10,000 plus cases in the database demonstrating the safety of these products. I can't imagine what more you would need than actual human cases of these cells being delivered intravenously and demonstrating that safety. I myself have received multiple treatments of the stem cells IV, and it works.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the FDA has basically stayed out of even regulating surgical procedures for various reasons. And then, of course, you know, when people have surgery, things can go wrong. That's a part of the risk. But when what you're talking about here is reusing your own cells, and you've got a long record of it not being dangerous, but you also have a record of it being very effective, and they want to suppress that. And we all know why they want to suppress that. It's absolutely outrageous, and we really do appreciate the fact that you are the David in this David and Goliath situation taking this on. I think people really need to take a look at mycellsmychoice.org. Inform yourself about this, because there are safe and effective treatments out there that are routinely being suppressed by the FDA, and I think nothing brings that to light more than this dispute over a malaria drug. But the dog that is not barking in all of this is the other experiment that was done on a larger number of people to show how effective stem cells were right there in Wuhan. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Dr. Camilla, any other? Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. And folks, again, if you want to keep up with that and find out what is going on in that battle, mycellsmychoice.org. And we're out of time for today. Folks, this is another example of why we need to stop judicial supremacy. It is destroying this country. It is killing people. And it's not just judicial supremacy, but it's an out-of-control bureaucracy as well.